Stories Podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally, you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday, and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post the topic, and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this goofy little editing program, ramble a bit in between, and post the resulting catastrophe for your enjoyment and pleasure. This is weekly challenge number 200. I guess that's some sort of milestone. Anyway, the topic is going to be, is got to be better than, and road apples. The music you're hearing in the background is by Guy David, and you can find more by him at guydavid.com. Yeah, I know. The feed's been quiet for a few days. I've been rebuilding my laptop. Thought it was something with Vista, then TweetDeck, and, well, it was the graphics card overheating. So, I got a high-power laptop base with an extra fan, and hopefully that will cure it of its ills. But if it turns out to be Vista, then I'm ready to go to Ubuntu. I just need to figure out, well, sound drivers and editing program and, well, all sorts of other stuff on it. Nobody said Linux was easy. We've got a fun batch of stories this week on the topic, so let's hear them in the order that I received them. First up is first-timer, long-time listener, first-time caller, H3Nix. Welcome, H3Nix. Let's hear what you've got.
My entry for weekly challenge number 200, It's Gotta Be Better Than, and Road Apples, by H3Nix. Please be gentle, this is my first time. Nieselbum sat along the bank of the river, his bamboo fishing pole extending out over the water. He was happily 2 hours away from work, wife, and what others passed as civilization. Peace and quiet surrounded him, and he was filled with an immense sensation that nothing could possibly go wrong today. Not even as he heard footsteps approaching.
"So how's it going today?" asked a deep voice.
Nieselbum, not even bothering to eye the stranger,
"Well, I woke up above ground. It's got to be better than the alternative, eh?"
"That's a load of road apples, I think," replied Death thoughtfully.
Thank you, H3Nix. Come back soon, please. Now, if you had a hard time understanding that story, which I didn't, it was clear as day. What's in your ears? Oh, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there's a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topics next week. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe follow them, pin them on Google Maps. Wait, Buzz already does that. Please rob this podcaster.com. Yeah. Thank you, Google. Oh, who's up next? Let's see. It's Zachman. Welcome back, Zachman. What story do you have for us this week?
This is Zachman. It was the day of the fair. The judge was tasting pies. He tasted the pumpkin pie and said, "This is a very good pie, but it is sweet potato, not pumpkin." He tasted the apple pies and said, "This is made with Granny Smith apples." Then the pear pies and said, "This pie with Bosque pears is great. This rhubarb pie could use just a little more sugar." The judge said, "I thought anything's got to be better than my father's cooking, but this pie tastes like road apples." "Yeah, I know, but from what breed of horse?"
Thank you, Zachman. That was a wonderful story. I'll be sure to tell it to my kitty cats, especially the dumb one who was caught in a trap last night. Yeah, she smelled a can of sardines and thought, ooh, fishies, and got stuck in a trap. She doesn't meow much, but when she's pissed off or afraid, yeah, she's loud. Oh, well. We got her back, at least. In, I think, one piece. Oh, well. Maybe I should give her some fishies. Next up is Steven, the nuclear man. Why do I call him that? Because his name is Steven. Here we go with Steven's story.
Hey, everybody. Before I start, I want to let you all know that a friend of mine, Anton Strout, is going to be having his third book in the Simon Kander series coming out this week. And it's called Dead Matter. You can find it at all fine bookstores. The link in the notes should be to the Penguin page where you can actually order it and get ebook type stuff. So if you like, it's been a real pleasure watching this series get better and better as it goes. So I'm really looking forward to getting a chance to read this. So without any further ado, Road Apples. Hold this, Maud, Howard said, handing her his logout button, arms spread wide under pixelated clouds. This virtual world is awesome! Ew. Maud looked at her shoe. Harold, I stepped in a road apple, yes! His eyes shone. The detail is amazing, and we can stay here until we want to leave. No, Howard. Baby, this is better than our old life. Maud hit her logout button and left, taking his button with her. No, Maud said to herself. You just have to make real life better. She left Virtual World, whistling and tossing both logout buttons in the trash.
Thank you, Stephen. And here's hoping that your friend's book has a successful launch. And then orbits around a bunch of times, and NASA doesn't cut the budget for expanding the book, and they only staff it with a few astronauts, and... Okay, let's hope that your friend sells a lot of books, and we'll leave the word launch out of it. Next up is Justin. You may know him as the Space Turtle, which is perfectly okay. There's nothing wrong with that, but... Turtles breed, and there may be a little turtle that's in the background of this story. Yeah, it's a team kind of thing now over there. Well, that's okay. We like babies. They're cute. Here's Space Turtle.
Meow. Space Turtle. And Melody. Justin Lemaster here with my 100-word story. Don't have any major announcements, even though I thought I was going to mention something, but can't remember what it was. Instead, I will just read the story. When you're a hungry man with no home, you eat what you can. Half-rotten apples on the side of the road are better than nothing. The skinny monster in front of me looks lost. Wrong dimension. Considering its situation, I'm a half-rotten apple. I understand it's hungry like me, and I'm the nearest thing to eat, but apples don't think and live like me. I decided we both got a right to live and toss my bag of apples. It sniffs them and swats them away. Refusing a gift ain't right. This apple is gonna fight back.
Thank you, Melody. It's great that you've convinced your dad to podcast. Okay, am I sounding fake? No? Okay, I'd better turn it up a notch. Next up is Anima. She was worried that she couldn't record her story, but you know what? There's a can-do frontier spirit up there in Alaska. Yes, siree, Bob. Okay, can you see Russia from there? I can't. I can't see a darn thing. I'm looking in between two monitors. Who's the idiot who set up this home system? That's right, me. Here's Anima with her story. I think you're going to like it.
Hello, Anima here, with my submission for the Milestone Weekly Challenge number 200. This story is buzzed. Want to see how you got that grin? Pull up GoobTube. Yeah, here we go. Skipping school, drinking a few brews. Now we're down by the lake with a suitcase of natty ice. Thank goodness someone got smart and called their sober sister. Jerry suggested goofy pranks like TPing coach's house and stealing traffic cones. No way did I think you were drunk enough to juggle road apples.
Ooh, did you just take a bite? That has got to be better than kissing cows. Ooh, do it again. I missed the shot.
Thank you, Anima, and thank you for not abandoning me on this milestone occasion, unlike everyone else who didn't send in a story. I'm not going to push Jeffrey Hyde on that, though. He kind of lassoed me into reviewing some stories, and it was a cool thing. We did it over Skype, and we babbled for an hour and a half. I don't babble for an hour and a half anymore on this podcast, because you people threatened me with bodily harm. That's okay. None of you threatened me with spiritual harm. And when I die, I'm going up to heaven. I'll miss you. Oh. Next up is TJ. He tells us all about the fashion industry in North Dakota. Yes, there's fashion there. What are they wearing in North Dakota now? Well, you'll see it on the runways of Paris next winter. Okay, was that a slap at that dude who hanged himself? That was kind of sad. He made some really crazy stuff. But that's because he was crazy! TJ isn't crazy. He's got a story to tell you. Let's listen.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota, where we're shirt-sleeving it up here in 20-degree weather. And this is Dishes. The History Channel's Life After People, where they speculate about a world after all people disappear, is doing a segment called Dishes. My mom tipped them off. I let my dishes pile up when I've got a show going on, and yep, 3 months into my stage production of Chicago, my kitchen's a disaster. Dishes to the ceiling, covered with bugs, the place smells like road apples. You think it would raise my profile, but no. More people will see my damn plates on basic cable than will see me on stage. At least my mom got a t-shirt.
Thank you, TJ. And remember, North Dakota is the first state in my book. But that's because my book was torn apart by wolves, and I reordered it while my eyes were still healing from scratched corneas. Next up is Norval Joe. You can call him Philip Carroll, but I don't. Why? Because we use secret names here, like Zachman and Anima and Justin. Oh, wait, that's his real name. And there's also Norval Joe. Hey, Norval Joe's got a story for us. Would you like to hear it? If you don't want to hear it, well, you're going to hear it anyway. Don't hit stop and just listen, damn it.
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 200 with prompts of "It's got to be better than" and "road apples." I have a sore on my tongue and it's making it hard to speak, so bear with me tonight. And I'm using my crappy Ventrilo mic and getting as much background sound as possible, so here we go. George surveyed the 15 members of his party as they strapped the snowshoes to their feet. The group's leader said, "You can stay here and wait if you want, Mr. Donner. We're going to cross the pass and get help. It's got to be better than sitting around here eating boiled ox hide." "Go then," Donner said. "You won't find so much as a road apple to eat. There's probably 15 feet of snow in that pass." As the group, known as the Forlorn Hope, left, Donner said to his wife, "Darn, I was hoping to have them around for dinner." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. You've never left me. You've always been here. Don't go. And I love that harmonica. Next up, well, it's the last story of the set. He won the poll. What is wrong with you people? Well, I don't know, but we could guess from your stories. And what is wrong with Planet Z? Well, we'll find out from his story in just a few seconds. I should shut up now. So, I will. Here's Planet Z.
The Wasteland's professor stood at the end of the road, apple in one hand and knife in the other.
"It is 2 days' journey from our orchard to the obelisk and back," he said.
The student recalled stories of mutants and wolves circling Oasis Settlement. He chose the knife.
"It's got to be better than the apple," he said, and began to walk.
The knife remained at his side. It did not nourish him. It did not give him healing compounds to combat radiation sickness. The high priest grumbled at the loss of another knife and called the blacksmith.
Well, that's it for this week's 200th episode of the Weekly Challenge on 100 Word Stories, the only independently produced podcast out there that has over 2,000 episodes. How is this possible? Low, low quality from yours truly. Ha 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 ha. Hey, I just came up with another story. I should write it down and publish it Monday. It'll be on the feed at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. That's where you can find the text to all of these stories, plus vote on your favorites. That's right, favorites. You get more than one vote. And don't treat it like, well, that story sucked. I'm going to vote for every other one of them. You do that every 2 years. It's called the elections. I know that's how I vote. How do you vote? Do you randomly choose stuff, or do you just give up and let the whole thing come running down? Progress. Hey, the music in the background? It's by Guy David. He's at GuyDavid.com. You should be there too. All the links to all the people who sent in stories over the past 200 episodes are located in the sidebar there at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. It's a lot of people. This should not be looked at as a list of people who tried it and that gave up, but people who rose to the challenge and now are so exhausted from it, they can't come up with another story. But you know what? You only have to climb Everest once. Then they lock you up if you don't have a license. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, there'll be more lousy stories on the feed. Lousy because I do them every day. You do these once a week. I'm losing it. I really am. Oh, and keep it brief. Closing.